Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ron and Anian.
Is your next Volkswagen going to have windshields in it made out of beer bottles? Yeah, it's possible.
Singing cold beer country, dog. It's cold beer country around here.
The Car Doctor.
A good heating system will put out anywhere between 120 and 140 degrees of duct temperature so that you know, right, you know, you've got that much.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron and Anian, The Car Doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
We had a late model Honda, 2010 Honda Accord, in the shop this week. That needed a catalytic converter. And, you know, it's funny. When you let things go, when you don't repair things right away, it snowballs. They start to accumulate. Problems just mount up. And this was no exception to the rule. You know, I've always explained to you and also to customers that, you know, if you ride around with a check engine light on, you run the risk of problems on an older high-mileage vehicle accumulating. And you won't know. You won't know until you know. You won't know until you get to the bottom of it. You won't know until you get to the end. This particular Honda was sitting a P0430 cat efficiency fault, 187,000 miles on it. And, you know, that was the only thing wrong with it, or that we saw. So I ran through diagnostics and I did my testing and measurement. And yeah, okay, the cat's not waking up. This is the radiator side. This is the V6, 3.5 liter. V6, the catalytic converter on the radiator side, fortunately, because it's a little easier to get to, you know, a little convincing of the bolts to come out because they were rusted in like everything would expect at, you know, 13 years old, almost 200,000 miles. And it needed a cat. Well, you know, first of all, you got to find a cat. Honda didn't have one in stock, nor did they think they were going to, not for quite some time. You know, fortunately, a trip to the local supply house, we found a cat. And I explained the difference to the customer. You know, the aftermarket cat may not last 10 years like the original one. Or, well, the original one lasted, 13 years. I expect, you know, there will be a shorter life cycle of an aftermarket cat. But there's also a huge price difference. It's half the price. And we kind of had that conversation. He understood that. We couldn't find O2 sensors. There was an O2 and an air fuel sensor until I stumbled upon one of my suppliers had some NGKs in. And I verified the part number on the NGK website, which was always handy. And we put a couple of NGK sensors in this, an air fuel and an oxygen sensor. And we got this car back on the road, and lo and behold, you know, our P0430 problem went away. This cat was back to working, and both cats lit off now, and I could tell that they were operating as designed. But now I've got to get the car to run monitors. Monitors are the self-test. Monitors are, it's like high school, right? What was your worst subject in high school? Your worst subject, maybe it was math. Well, you completed every math test, but you may not have passed every math test. The math test that you didn't pass would turn on the check engine light, or, you know, dad saying you're grounded, or mom saying you're grounded until you pass math. Well, in this case, it was starting to set a P0139 because the cat efficiency passed. And once the computer saw that cat efficiency was correct, it ran that monitor and passed. It then started to look at oxygen sensor. And I've seen this both ways, and I still can't come up with an answer. And I haven't met anybody yet that can, because my argument is the way the car computer knows cat efficiency is it looks at differences in air fuel and oxygen sensors front and back and decides about effectiveness and efficiency level. I've seen cars run cat monitors before O2 monitors, and it doesn't make sense to me. If it knows the cat is good, didn't it run the O2 monitor first? But regardless, that's not the story here. I just wanted to point that out, that I've seen this and know that I'm still looking for an answer. So it ran the cat monitor, it passed. It ran the O2 monitor, but it was still incomplete. It hadn't run the O2 monitor because it saw something with the Bank 1 sensor 2, downstream sensor for the rear cat. It didn't like that cat sensor, that O2 sensor was slow to respond. You know, was it a difference between a new sensor and an old sensor? Well, I've heard that argument. I've seen that story. I think it's more the lookup table in the PCM said the O2 sensor has to respond in such and such a manner over such and such a time. I don't think it cares or knows one's new and one's old. Not in 2010. Maybe it's on something newer. I've seen the logic and the strategy of that, and I could have that argument with you too if you'd like. But I think this is more a case of just one sensor was getting tired. After all, it's almost 200,000 miles. So I ran it around, and I could never get that car to pass. I couldn't get it passed. It would never run the O2 monitor. It didn't run the O2 monitor. It didn't run the fuel system component monitor, one of the three that it has to have in order to even accept possibility for state inspection. On a hunch, because I couldn't prove that sensor bad, on a hunch, I changed it. Put a factory fresh NGK O2 sensor in it, just like I had done to the front, and took it out for another road test. Bang. It was kind of neat, right? After so many miles and so many key cycles, so many trips, right? A drive cycle is the turn of the key. And I saw the P0139 go away, no faults detected. And within 7 minutes of driving, highway speed, 55, cruise on. I always run with the cruise on when I run my monitors because the car can do a better job of keeping a steady foot than I can, I think. That vehicle ran its O2 monitor and passed. It ran the fuel system monitor and passed. And the vehicle is ready for state inspection. And the point is, you've got to be aware, driving that car around with a check engine light, one problem may not be lurking. You may be creating. And it also depends on, you know, how long you're driving with that check engine light on. This particular car, I knew for a fact the customer wasn't in a position to spend the money to repair it properly. This car had a check engine light on for close to maybe 14, 16 months, something like that, almost a year and a half. And they finally got caught up and were able to do some repairs. And as he said, you know, Ron, it's cheaper to replace this and put a couple of grand in it than it is to go out and buy another car. And that, you know, right now that surely can be said. So, you know, just be aware. There is a logical sequence to cars, and, you know, you could have more after you're done with the first problem. The key is you just got to be moving forward in a positive manner. So just a real story from the Bay this week. The UAW, has anybody got any updates on the UAW strike? There's a UAW strike in the news pending. I don't think it got settled. I didn't read anything about it, that they're talking that there's going to be, you know, the big three are talking about going out on strike. And if they do, there's going to be a shortage of cars. Great. Just what we need. Harder to get something that's already hard to get. So just be aware, if you're thinking of buying a car, now may be the moment. Now may be the time to do that, because things might get ugly in the next couple of weeks, or uglier, if that's possible. So let's go over to the phones. Let's go to Joe in Pennsylvania with an 04 Buick and an engine knock. Joe, this Buick may be becoming more valuable by the minute, sir. How can I help?
I don't know. But anyway, did you ever hear of the oil filter problem, like a Fram causing it to it clogs up, and because it's only got 91,000 on it, and I had these Fram oil filters, and here I put it on. After a few hundred miles, the engine started knocking, and I changed oil then and put the slightly thicker oil in it with that Lucas stabilizer, and now it's much, much quieter. But it sounded like a knock from the bottom of the engine. Usually these engines last a quarter million miles. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I have not heard any problems with Fram. I will ask, where are you getting your Fram filters from? Is it from a reputable source or are you buying them online?
I'm not sure where I got them from, Ron. Maybe a flea market or somewhere.
Understand, okay, that counterfeit auto parts is such a huge business right now that there are guys out there reproducing everything. I will not buy, as tempting as it is, I will not buy certain things online or flea markets or garage sales, or I generally don't go to them anyway. But, my concern is anybody can make any filter look like a Fram or a Delco or a Wix or so on. Think of it like this. If Fram was having a problem with filters on that engine, why is it just that one engine? Wouldn't it be applicable to other engines as well?
A lot of garages around here say that they're no good, and online they don't have anything good to say about them. That's why I was wondering what you heard.
I haven't heard anything. I don't currently use Fram. I know of garages around me that do use Fram, and they haven't had an issue. As a matter of fact, Fram is the preferred oil filter of most of the engine builders, the performance guys that I'm acquainted with. Now, maybe that's a better grade of Fram or a different brand of Fram. If you put a different brand of oil filter on, does the engine operate properly?
Well, anyway, I put that Lucas heavy-duty stabilizer, which is like STP, I guess.
Right.
And now it quieted it down a lot, but I just, obviously something happened with the engine there.
Well, keep in mind that if that filter was restricted and it was a good quality filter and a correct Fram, not a counterfeit piece, it should go into bypass and just not filter and not oil starve the engine. And if it did oil starve the engine, you would have automatically gotten an oil light or a pressure warning, provided all the dash gauges.
I know, the pressure said 130 pounds.
Oh.
One time.
Keep in mind, oil pressure is determined by bearing clearance, not necessarily by filter or oil viscosity. It has some bearing on it, no pun intended, but not as much as you might think. So the only way you're going to prove it is go out to an auto parts store of name brand and buy a real Fram filter, or what we'll call a real Fram filter, screw it on the car and see if the problem reoccurs.
Well, I'll try Napa Gold or something like that, but anyway...
Yeah.
Like I say, should I use like 10W40 or something like that?
No, I would use whatever spec calls for. Wasn't that a 1030 motor back in the day?
Oh, I don't know if it says 530 or whatever. Back
right.
In
what does it say on the What does it say on the oil fill cap?
I don't have a tag on it anymore.
Oh, okay. Then I'd look in the owner's manual. You have an owner's manual for it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd look in the owner's manual and I'd follow that. They were either 530 or 1030 oil. Viscosity is okay. What is it hiding? I mean, listen, if putting 1040 in it quiets it down and you get longer life out of it, I mean, we're talking about something almost 20 years old. Have you owned it since new or did you pick it up as a used vehicle?
I bought it from an elderly lady here
right.
in Western PA.
So, the problem kind of becomes you don't know the real service history of it. And you don't know what was actually done, so you're kind of coming in late to the game. So now the rule is do whatever you have to do to keep it running for as long as you want to keep it, if that makes sense.
Well, anyway, I got that STP, or that Lucas very thick stabilizer. And
right.
I hate to leave that in there on a zero morning. I don't know.
Well, yeah, it's going to get cold out there. Where are you, Altoona?
No, between Pittsburgh and Morgantown, West Virginia.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you're a little south. All right. Well, we're glad to have you, sir.
Well, I'll just keep putting better filters in it, like the Napa Gold or something like that. I don't know what else to do.
Right. Do you have a do you have a local AutoZone?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Why don't you get out to AutoZone? They've got a wide array of filters and a wide assortment, and they might have what you want as well, and they'll also be able to help you with oil selection. I think what you're going to run into is you could be running into a a restricted oil screen in the pickup of the pan. All right, they did sludge up the filters. What does the inside of the valve cover look like? Is it brown and cruddy?
Oh, it's perfect. It looks perfect.
Okay, just being sure. So, but you know, you may want to find and use some form of a crankcase cleaner on the next oil change and see if that.
The Berryman, I used that.
Okay.
I changed oil lately.
All right, good, good. Then, like
I just wonder how long this thing's going to last.
Well, you don't know how long am I? How long are you or I going to last? Right, my friend. We hope a good long time. So,
all right,
kiddo.
Keep changing oil much quicker than a couple thousand.
Every 2,500 to 3,000, and see what it looks like. If it's coming out dirty, you know you're cleaning something up. All right.
I just figured I had bad luck.
No, you don't have bad luck. So just simple stuff.
All right, thank you, sir.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome. Be well. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
That's right. If you call and we're not live, you can leave a message and we'll call you back to get you on the air with Ron. 855-560-9900. Speaking of Ron, here he is.
Hey, let's go to Delaware and see Dan. What's going on here? And
hey, Dan. Hey. Yeah. Hey, yes, wanted to follow up with you about maybe back in June.
Okay.
I've got a 2008 Mazda 3 with the 2.3 liter in it, an automatic transmission.
Okay.
And the it was a case where the you'd be driving along at any various speeds, and then the transmission would drop down most commonly from fifth gear to third gear. And thought, you know, it could be various things with it. But the odd thing about it wasn't showing any kind of codes
right
on the scan tools that I have. I upgraded it or had the computer, the TCM reconditioned.
Right. There was a there was a software update for that car, if I recall correctly.
Yeah.
Right.
So did all that and ended up what I did. I cleaned all the contacts and everything. Didn't really seem to help. But I ended up changing the safety neutral switch, and that took the problem away. It took care of it. It's a dream car.
Right. Well, and
love that car.
You know, it's,
so I didn't know if you've ever.
Yeah, it's listen. That's all part of it. You know, and that's part of diagnostics. Diagnostics is sometimes telling you what's good and will tell you what's bad, and sometimes it gets you down to that point if it's a bad what we used to call a neutral or a manual lever position switch. Not uncommon.
Yeah.
You know, in a previous show, we had a caller, Bill from Maine, with a 93 F-250 and a diesel Ford pickup. And he's got, you know, trans problems going on. And that was one of the last things I explained to him, that, you know, position. If it doesn't know on a modern transmission with electronic controls, if it's not sure what gear it's in, and it doesn't know, you know, the only way it knows is it looks at the MLP, the manual lever position switch or sensor, which is somewhere, you know, what we used to call a range sensor or range switch. You know, it says it's in drive. It expects to see drive, and it knows input shaft speed, what output shaft speed should be. It knows what engine RPM should be. It's all there in its lookup table. And when it doesn't see that, it loses its mind and it does exactly what you were going through. So, sure, that's always a possibility. Yeah. That's always a possibility. Okay. I'm glad it's solved.
Yeah, thanks. But I have a question for you in regards to another transmission.
Okay.
It's a 2003 Honda Accord with the V6 and automatic.
Right.
And it's really up. It's about 245,000 miles on it.
Right.
And it just, some of the shifting was seemed odd, so I figured, well, I'll just change some of the solenoids on it. And on the top, of the transmission, I guess there's that dual solenoid there.
Right.
I swapped that one out. And when I went to drive the car, it didn't like that. It couldn't find the proper gear. So I took it off, cleaned it up. But I noticed in the reservoir, there's two reservoirs there. That's what I call them, I guess. One was empty.
What reservoirs, Dan?
Not the reservoir. It's where the solenoid, because with the, you know, I know with the Hondas, they seem to be all external. But it literally sits right on top. It's like underneath the battery.
I'll tell you what. Sit tight. Let me pull over and take this pause. We'll continue this when we come back, because, you know, sometimes there's relearns involved, and then where did the solenoids come from? And then if you put the old solenoid back in. But I'll tell you what. Let's sit tight. Let me pull over, take this pause. We'll return right after this. I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor. Don't go anywhere.
Ron's in the Zone, the AutoZone studio, and he'll be back right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Welcome back to the AutoZone studio. Here's Ron.
Let's get back to Dan in Delaware. Dan, you're still there, sir. You changed what components? Because understand, there's pressure control solenoids, and then there's shift control solenoids. Shift control solenoids, I believe, are on the inside of the trans, and the pressure control solenoids are on top. They're all common to ground 151 on top of the case. But what did you change?
This thing came as a kit, and I'll tell you the background. What I did, I had a different Honda. I had a 04 Honda Pilot, where it was showing some codes with the transmission, and I swapped out the pressure switches and like the linear or dual linear solenoids.
Okay.
And it took care of the problem. So with this Accord, I was starting to have some just odd shifts where, again, it wasn't showing any kind of codes. So I thought, well, with the mileage on it, I'll just swap out those parts and take a chance on it. Because there's some other issues with the Honda, the Accord. So it's basically like a last-ditch effort to just get some more mileage out of the car.
Right.
In mistake I made, as I look back, I did all the parts at once instead of maybe just checking them in, you know, individually.
Right.
So after I put all, like, the AB pressure switch in, and then, like I said, there's a solenoid on that sits on the front of the transmission housing, and then there's one on the top, and there's a few others, but I didn't change those. When I took it out for a spin, I can't remember the exact scenario, but it almost couldn't find the right gear, put it that way.
Okay.
And then I did start to notice there was definitely a transmission fluid starting to burn, or something was burning. I could get that burnt smell.
Let's cut to the chase. If you put everything back to the way it was, does the trans shift normal?
No. But the problem is, when I took that top solenoid off, there's like two reservoirs, I guess, where the fluid passes from one chamber to the other.
Okay.
They're more like chambers.
Right.
The one chamber was empty. It wasn't like, which I know that's not supposed to be that way. So put some old parts back on. I damaged the one part, the solenoid, when I was taking it out. It dropped, so it cracked, so I couldn't replace that one. But right now what happened is, when I go from, you can't find first gear. It seems like it starts in second or third gear. So I didn't know, could I have damaged?
Sure.
When I had that burning smell.
Sure.
But, well, no, let me back
well,
up.
Well, but let me cut to the chase. You know, first of all, Honda parts or aftermarket parts?
Oh, definitely aftermarket. Like I said, it's...
Okay. From Amazon, from a parts house? Where'd you get them?
Amazon. Yeah, Amazon.
Right. So, you know, we're taking, and we're sure of the lookup of the application, that they're correct for the vehicle?
Yes. Yeah, that's good. I do the self-click test. I can, with my scan tool, I can activate the solenoid so I can hear it clicking.
Right.
But I'm just wondering if it's maybe the pressure switch themselves. Would that...
Dan, it's hard for my seat here. You've changed so much.
Yeah.
You've changed so much with, you know, everything's unknown here. I've got, you know, lack of a better way to put it, Chinese parts from Amazon that are an unknown source of quality. Yeah. And we've changed. Yeah. It sounds like you've changed the three up top and the two in the front. You know, were they installed properly? Were they right to begin with? Are they in the right place? Because if memory serves me correct, there are differences between them. You know, I think you've got to retrace your steps the best way you can, and you might have to bite the bullet and go to Honda and replace the parts that you might have dropped and put real Honda parts on and start there, or take another shot at something from a better quality from a parts house just to try that. What I would specifically do is I would get a wiring diagram and look at wire color, and if they said red wire goes to solenoid A and blue wire goes to solenoid B and so on, that you've got solenoid A with the red wire and solenoid B with the blue wire, and, you know, line things up that way, and at least that'll give you a fighting chance. You know, not to poo-poo this, but it's just I'm not sure where we're coming from here because we got a mess.
Yeah, I totally get it.
Yeah, you kind
of taking grass and straws at this point.
Yeah, you kind of made a mess out of this.
So
now, you know,
not the way I wanted the car to go.
Well, right. You know, now I can, and I don't know if you heard it. I don't know if you've got a right solenoid in the right hole, and if you heard it with a poor quality part or an incorrectly installed part, or I'm not sure what you did here. Bottom line, it worked better than this before you replaced the parts, right?
Unfortunately, yes, it did.
So look, yeah. I'm not gonna beat you up. I applaud your effort. All right. You know what? We all started out as young mechanics. We all made our fair share of mistakes, including yours truly. You lick your wounds. You learn from the mistake. You try and back up and get to a good spot and then go forward. And if not, then there's other cars to work on.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, you know, kind of like you began your show about the cars and repairability. I'm at the stage in life where I've had some nice cars, but now it's just kind of like my side project. You find, you know, maybe find a car for like around $1,000. And just tinker with it, see what I can do to it.
Sure. Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Basically where I'm at. I've got six cars, and one of them's good. One of them is nice. That's nice. That's my wife's car.
Right.
But the rest of mine, I'm just tinkering along and
maybe you should buy all six the same, and then you got parts you can swap from one another. Might make it easier.
I thought that was, you know, I'm keeping my eye out for that too.
Dan, I gotta go, brother. All right, good luck to you. If you get it solved, give us a call. Let us know how you make out. You're very welcome. Bye bye. It's a tough spot. Where do you go? That's why it's so important. You know, one of the things I encourage you to do, all of you, if you're gonna work on your own stuff, you know, source of parts. Right? We talked about it this hour with the gentleman with the Fram filter, and I've always said to you know, it's quality of parts, and know what you're buying and where you're getting it from. Remember this, and I use it all the time. You've got a digital recorder in your pocket all the time. It's called a cell phone. Take a picture of whatever you're taking apart. Take a picture, store it. It goes up to the cloud. It goes up to your Google account or your iPhone account or wherever it's going. And then, where did that red wire go? How did this look? It's always there. I took apart the recirculator door motor actuator on my 72 Monte Carlo a month and a half ago. Because, I had to paint it and I had to restore it. The car I'm not restoring, I had to take it apart, paint it, restore it, plate it, etc. I just put it together the other day. Gee, did this lever go this way or that way? I took out my cell phone. Oh, okay, there it is. Boom. Put it together. It took me 3 minutes. Use your phone, all right? It's a great device to record memories and history and also take pictures of car parts, where they went and what color wire went where and what did it look like when you first took it apart. Something to remember. 855-560-9900. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
You want better if you got the nerve. Let's face all the way. Two dead men's nerve. It's no place to play.
Welcome back, Ron and Nina, the Car Doctor. Let's get over to Terry in Tennessee, 99 Subaru Legacy. Terry, welcome to the Car Doctor. How can I help?
Yes, hi.
Yes, sir.
I can't hear you very good.
How's that?
I had trouble with a mass airflow sensor.
Okay.
And I took it to a good foreign car shop here, and he found the problem. He told me what was wrong, and it turned out I put in one of these about every year, a mass airflow sensor. And then later on, I got caught in northern Missouri, and he said, well, I can't get you aftermarket parts. You're going to have to pay the money for a new part from the factory, Texas, I think he said.
Okay.
And that worked a lot better. It was the greatest thing that ever happened to me.
What's your question to me? Why?
Well, my question is, be careful. It's not a question. Be careful of aftermarket parts.
Well, yeah, that's why if you notice, anytime I talk about aftermarket parts versus OE stuff, I'm selective. I'm also selective of where I send you. You know, I want you to go someplace. You know, you walk into a good parts supply house, they'll tell you what works and what doesn't work. That is if they're being honest. And one of the fortunes I've had in my career and my life, both radio and mechanical, is I always seem to find the right guys. You know, they'll tell you what works and what doesn't. You know, we see it a lot. It's bad enough and hard enough to try and fix cars. It's worse when you have to diagnose against a bad part that the aftermarket supplied. And, you know, you've got to prove that part that you sold is good or bad, and it doesn't solve the customer's problem. And then you got to go back and re-diagnose the whole problem all over again. It hurts the customer. It hurts your image. It hurts your business. It hurts the bottom line. It's terrible. But now I want to go back and comment about one thing. You know, repetitive mass airflow sensor replacement. When I hear that, I always think about environment, Terry. I think about environment, where the vehicle's stored. I think about spiders, spider webs, goofy things, critters in cars. But I also, you know, mass airflow sensor life, contamination, and longevity is also affected by and predicated by quality of air filter. Got to have a good air filter,
yes.
And it's got to fit correctly. Now,
yes, I asked the gentleman to blow it out good and check it over. Yes.
Well, you know, never blow out. My opinion, my experience. We never blow out an air filter. We'll bang it out gently in the side of the trash can. But if we run air across an air filter, in theory, when we were having a mass airflow class, and I've been to a few in my career, I haven't been to one in a while, but the conversation always came down to the air coming into a mass airflow sensor has to be clean and smooth and direct. And a poor quality air filter or an upset air filter, I remember the term, an upset air filter would funnel the air in an awkward position and direction. It would create turbulence, and that can skew mass airflow sensor readings, and that can create problems unto itself. One quick tip, if you ever get your hands on a scan tool, or for anybody out there that has their hands on a scan tool, take a look at your mass airflow sensor reading. Look at it at idle. If that Subaru, your Subaru should have a 2.5 liter engine, at idle,
yeah, it's got the little engine.
Right. At idle, you will see somewhere between 2 and 3 grams of airflow across that sensor at idle. And every car will be able to show you that reading under OBD2. You don't even have to go into your make model software. So, you know, if you see 2.4, 2.5, hey, it's right on the money. If you see it under 2.0, if you see 1.8, that sensor's under reporting and could be a slightly... it will be slightly altering fuel trim. So the general rule of thumb is, you know, within 5% of the liter displacement of the engine. So a 5.0, you'll see 5, plus or minus 5 to 8%. A 2.5, you'll see 2.5 grams at idle. It doesn't work going up. You have to do either a volumetric efficiency or a calculated load test to see if the engine is breathing properly. But I'm with you, brother. Nothing like good quality parts wherever you're getting them. Just to be sure, it helps keep the car running safer.
I should tell the gentleman here, I like the guy that runs this foreign car shop. I should tell him I had trouble with these aftermarket parts.
You should. Hey, listen, you should. Now, in all fairness to him, he doesn't know until somebody gets back to him and says, hey, we got a problem. And then it's up to him to do something about it. You know, like Papa said to Mama one day when I was sitting at the kitchen table when I was a wee little bit of a kid, he said, I'm going back to take care of the carpeting I laid 5 years ago because it's not right and you only get one chance to annoy a customer and make him an old customer. And I was 11 at the time. Do the math. That was a while ago. I appreciate the call, Terry. You be well and good luck in your endeavors. I'm Ron Ananey in the Car Doctor. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Welcome back. Albert Einstein always talked about research, and he always talked about how you have to research and research and research some more. And there was a line in there that he used, something to the extent of, you know, research is important in any diagnosis because it you're trying to solve problems. And as he always said, if you think you've got problems, my problems in mathematics are much greater. It was a quote, something to that effect. And I've never forgotten that because I always remember that when I'm in a dogfight. Because, yeah, I get in dogfights with cars. It happens. I don't walk up to a car, touch it, and magically, poof, the problem goes away. There's usually a layered consequence or issue. I think the number is the 75 percentile. I think 75% of the cars out there today are solved with, hey, you know, the check engine light came on. It says it's this circuit. It's a code. It's a sensor. It's a component. Easy repair. The remaining 25%, about 15 to 20% of those cars, they take some head scratching. That's when you bring out the lab scope. That's when you bring out the big guns. That's when it's a repetitive and a layered issue. And the last 5%, those are the ones that never get fixed. It might be the customer doesn't want to spend the money. It might be impractical. It might be impossible. Maybe parts aren't available. Maybe there's just so much rust and corrosion to take a component apart that you can't justify where you're going or how you're going to get there. I've got a 2016 Suburban in the shop right now, and I'm solving a P050D, 200,000-mile truck. You might have heard me talk about this previously. And it's got a cold start misfire, number 7 cylinder. Likely a bad injector. GM's got some problems with injectors. If you've got a 5.3 this vintage, the last 7 or 8 years, 9 years, they've upped the mileage. There's a couple of bulletins out there, extended warranty to 10 years, 150,000 miles. But I don't know that. I've never seen this vehicle. I've got to go through the steps. So I'm looking at it. It's got a hard misfire on 7 cold. I pull the plug. It's the original plug for the car. All right. And the reason I know that is because the other plugs are Densos. That one's still an AC Delco. All right. So I have to put P plugs in it. Make sure they're all the same. As it was, the Densos were different than the Delco. The length the electrode went into the combustion chamber was, it was different. It was wrong. I still don't think that Denso plug was right for the vehicle. And I found multiple little problems along the way. Everything I do makes it better. Nothing has fixed it yet. But that's diagnosis, step by step. But I'm recording my steps as I go, and that's what I want you to do as you go too. Till next week, I'm Ron Anini and the Car Doctor reminding you, good mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless. See ya.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.